नमों विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य सो यस्टरडे वी कवर्ड अप टू टेक्स्ट 52 So I'll just briefly go through the verses that we covered. The Brahma's prayers beginning from text 29. What is the first verse describing? First verse is describing what? Very good. The spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan is made of Chintamani. Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu. There all the trees are Kalpavriksha, all the cows are Surabhi cows, and all the gopis that are serving Krishna, they all are Lakshmi Devis. Lakshmi Shahasra Sata Samhramase Bhamana. Then the next verse, what is Krishna doing? Venum Kanantam Aravinda Dalayata. Krishna is playing his flute. How beautiful Krishna's eyes are. They are like wide lotus petals. And what is Krishna wearing on his head? Peacock feather. Barhavatam. What is Krishna's complexion like? Like monsoon clouds. Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam. And how is Krishna's beauty described here? Krishna's beauty enchanted millions and millions of cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. So what do we do about that personality? Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajam. So are you going to worship him? Are you going to serve him with all your heart and soul? Are you going to surrender yourselves completely at his lotus feet? Very good. Then, next is also describing Krishna. Alolo Chandraka Lasad Banamallo Vamsi. A moon-shaped locket is swinging to and fro on Krishna's chest and on Krishna's neck there is a wild forest flower. Flowers made from, just they pick from the Banamalya, a flower garland on his chest. And Ratnangadam, and Banamalya Vamsi, and he has flute in his hand, and his body is decorated with beautiful ornaments, Ratnangadam. And what Krishna is doing? Pranaya Keli Kala Vilasham. He is just performing the loving activities. All is Krishna doing is exchanging love, loving relationship with his devotees. And Krishna's form is Shyamang, Tribhanga Lalitang, and this form is Niyata Prakasham, eternally manifest. Govindam Adipurusham, Tamaham Bhajam. And what is the specialty about Krishna's personality and Krishna's body, Krishna's limbs of his body? Each limb can perform any of the activities of any of the senses. Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiranjaganti. What do they do? Krishna can see with any of his limbs. Krishna can maintain and Krishna can manifest. And in this way, each of his limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs and eternally sees, maintains and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and material. So point is, everything is emanating from Krishna's body, both spiritual and material. So that is how wonderful Krishna is. Then the next verse is describing, although Krishna is one without a second, Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Ananta Rupam, but still he is Adyam, and he is the Adyam Purana Purusham. He is the original personality. He is the oldest of all. There was no one before him. Yet his form is Navajopanancha. He is eternally youthful. And Bedeshu Durlabham, it's very, very difficult to understand Krishna. Even through the Vedas, even by studying all the Vedas, one may not possibly understand Krishna. But Adurlabham Atma Bhakta, but to his devotees, he becomes very easily achievable. His devotees can very easily achieve him. What to speak of understanding him? They can even get him. They can even possess him. They become Krishna, Krishna becomes their property. So that is the uniqueness of devotional service. Although Krishna is inconceivable, Krishna is not possible through the through studies of the Vedas, but yet to his devotees, he is very easily available. So how difficult it is to understand and approach Krishna, been described in the next verse. Panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo bayo rathapi manusho munipungavanam. That the munipungavanam, the greatest of the thinkers, and the yogis who have achieved the spiritual yogic perfection, after hundreds of thousands of years of endeavor, what do? They can reach only up to the tip of his toenail. So, that is how difficult it is to understand Krishna. Then, next verse is describing, although Krishna is one, ekap pasau rachaitum jagadandakoti. Although Krishna is one, but he has created innumerable universes, jagadanda, millions and millions of universes, jagadanda koti. And his potency is unlimitedly manifested everywhere in the universes. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms of those that are scattered throughout the universe. So Krishna has created all these universes, and although he has created innumerable universes, still his energy remains constant, inseparable. There is no loss or diminution of Krishna's energy. And at the same time, he has entered into every single atom of the universes. Mind-blowing, yeah? And then, it is described how one achieves some big exalted position and opulence, and all that facility, simply by rendering devotional service unto Krishna. Manuja, living entities or mankind, Manu's offsprings, jad bhavo bhavito dhiyo, manujas tathaiva, samprapya rupa mahima sanajano bhusha. And Shuktair Jameva Nigama Prathitai Stuvanti Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So this is how inconceivable Krishna's potency is, And this is how merciful Krishna is. You become a devotee of Krishna, then Krishna will give you everything. Rupa, beauty, mahima, greatness, asana, big position, jhana, vehicles, bhusha, ornaments. So everything will be achieved just by becoming a devotee of Krishna. Or on the other hand, we can say that when we find that somebody has achieved those qualities, like the personalities like Indra, Chandra, Varun, Brahma, all these personalities, how did they achieve this, their opulence and position and beauty? Simply by rendering devotional service to Krishna. Then what is Krishna doing? He is residing in his own realm, Golok, with Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is actually resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic activities. In the company of her confidence, Sakhis, embodiments of the extensions of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa. In simple words, what Krishna is doing? Krishna is enjoying a loving exchange with Srimati Radharani, who is an expansion of himself in the spiritual sky. That's what Krishna is doing. Then, how to perceive Krishna? What is the qualification to perceive Krishna? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. When our heart when our eyes become anointed with love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we can see him where? Santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayanti. A devotee, a saintly personality, sees Krishna in the core of his heart. Santas sadaiva, sadaiva, constantly, all the time. Hridayeshu vilokayanti. Jang Shyamasundar amachinta gunaswarupam. How do they see him? Shyamasundar, his beautiful form of that personality. And that is the achinta gunaswarupam. That personality, that form, the beautiful form of Krishna is the reservoir of inconceivable good qualities. All the good qualities, all the transcendental qualities are manifest in the personality of Krishna. Then Ramadi Murtishu Kala, what are the relationship between Krishna and the incarnations? Their parts and parcels, parts and parts of the Supreme Personality of God. All the incarnations, Ramadi Murtishu Kala, Niyamena Tishthan, Nana Avataram, Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu. Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramabhavat. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all the others incarnations have expanded. Then, what is the relationship between Krishna and Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is the bodily effulgence, Brahma Jyoti that lights up the entire universe, lights up both material and spiritual sky, mainly the spiritual sky. That Brahma Jyoti is the bodily effulgence of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishads, being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universes, appears at the indivisible, infinite limitless truth. That is what is, what appears to be that Brahma Jyoti, that appears to be individual, indivisible, infinite, limitless, and truth. Brahma Satyam. So this, that Brahma Jyoti is the bodily effulgence of Krishna. So for here we are getting the relationships between the incarnations with Krishna, if Brahma Jyoti with Krishna, then Maya with Krishna. Who is this Maya that generates, that produces? Jagananda Shatani Sute, hundreds of thousands of universes that this Maya manifests. Who is this Maya? Maya is Krishna's external potency. Then Ananda Chinmaya Rasatma Tayam Anusu Jap Praninang Pratifalan Smaratam Upetya Lilaitena Bhuvanani Jayatta Yashram Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates over the mundane world by the activity of his pastimes, being reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. So Krishna's pastimes are reflected in the hearts of the, in the minds of the devotees, and that is how they get to know Krishna. Then next is describing the topmost region in the spiritual sky is Golok, and below Golok is the abode of Narayan, Vaikuntha. Then below Vaikuntha is the abode of Lord Shiva, and below the abode of Lord Shiva is this material nature which is controlled by Devi, Durga Devi, where we are staying. So this is the geography of the total creation, material and spiritual world. The Mahamaya Durga that creates, maintains, and destroys, that is only the shadow of Krishna's internal potency. So in this way, are we getting the understanding? In this way we can see how different demigods and different incarnations and everything is being situated in relation to Krishna. Therefore, if we get to know Krishna, then everything becomes known. Then the relationship between Krishna and Mahadev, Lord Shiva, how that has been described, just as milk turns into yogurt with the touch of acid. Similarly, Vishnu, Krishna has become Shambhu to perform a very special work. Then again, the in relationship between Krishna and different incarnations, just as a lamp lights different other lamps, and when the lamps are lit, they give out the same amount of light. So similarly, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, who, from whom manifested all his other expansion. Then the description, the relationship with Mahavishnu. Who is Mahavishnu? The one who lies in the causal ocean, and he is lying in his yoga nidra, and from the pores of his body, innumerable universes are becoming manifest. That is only a part, an expansion of the Lord of the Govinda. And the personality whose one breath is the lifespan of Brahma. So that personality, Mahavishnu, is his parts and parts. Expansion of an expansion. Just as Suryakanta Mani reflects the, or rather gives out the light of precious gems, precious jewels, are actually the potency of the sun invested in them. Similarly, Brahma has been empowered by the Lord, and it is by his mercy that he is able to do such amazing task. Then next, our relationship with Ganesh. Ganesh removes the obstacles from three worlds. But how does Ganesh do that? How Ganesh has this ability? Because he is holding the lotus feet of the Lord on his head. And the three worlds are composed of the nine elements. What are the nine elements? The nine elements are earth, water, fire, air, ether, then mind, time, and direction. And soul. So where do they come from? They all came from Govinda. They originate in and they exist in him, and then finally they enter into him after universal cataclysm. The sun is performing his duty, moving on thus on the wheel of time. Kalo Chakra, why is he doing that? Because he has been ordered to do that by the order of the Supreme Personality of God. So that's what we did up to yesterday. So you're getting a general understanding of this Brahma Samhita. Why you are studying Brahma Samhita in Bhagavatam class? To make you all understand that Brahma Samhita is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Does it make sense? You're seeing how this is Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam doing? Bhagavatam is taking from creation all the way up to Samambonam, Krishna. Now, Brahma Samhita also did that. At the beginning, it described about the creation, and then it brought to the final point in the Brahma's prayer. And in that prayer, what we are finding through the prayers of Brahma, we are understanding Krishna's original identity as a supreme personality of Godhead, and the relationship with everything we can see in the light of Krishna. In this way, don't we see? Oh, Ganesh is doing, people are worshipping Ganesh. Why do they worship Ganesh? Because Ganesh is removing the obstacles from this, from the three worlds. Now, those who are worshipping Ganesh, they are simply concerned about Ganesh will remove the obstacles. But they don't have any understanding how Ganesh is removing the obstacle. Do you have the understanding? What is your understanding? Ganesh is getting his power from the, because he is holding the lotus feet of the Lord on his head. Now, a very interesting thing to note here also is, in the spiritual context, who removes the impediments from the path of devotion? Nrisingadev. So whose feet Ganesh is actually holding? Bhakti Vighna Vinashak? Nrisingadev. Nrisingadev removes the impediments on the path of devotion. That is, he, on the spiritual realm, Nrisingadeva is removing all the impediments. And Brahma and Ganesh is holding his lotus feet on his head. And that's how Ganesh has become empowered. But what is Ganesh doing? Ganesh is removing the impediments from the material platform. And now we can see also some resemblance. Nrisingadeva has the head of a lion, the body of a man. Ganesh has the head of an elephant and the body of a man. See the resemblance? Link. Okay, then verse 53. Dharmotho papo nichaya srutaya stapanshi brahmadi kita patagavadhayascha jiva jadatra matra vibhava prakata prabhava govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies that are found to exist of all virtues, all vices, the Vedas, the penances, and all jivas, from Brahma to the meanest insect. So, from Brahma all the way up to the tiny little insect, whatever is manifested in them, they are coming, they are the result of Krishna's mercy. They are coming from Krishna. Dharma, religious principles, dharma, atha, also papo nichaya. In one hand, dharma and also vices also. Papo nichaya. Shrutaya, the Vedas. Tapanshi, penances. Brahmadi, from Brahma, kita pataga, insects. Avadhaya, down to all the living entities, jiva. And jadatra matra, who has conferred exclusively by the power that has been manifested, all these potencies from Govindam. Govindam. Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. Jastindra Gopa Mathavendra Mahaswakarma Bandhanu Rupa Falabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajan Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who burns up to their roots all fruitive activities of those who are imbued with devotion and impartially ordains for each the due enjoyment of the fruits of one's activities. Material nature, what is, when people get some enjoyment, what is it due to? His past karma. His fruitive activities are making him enjoy and sometimes suffer. And this is actually the case all the way from Indra Gop to Indra. Of all those who walk on the path of work, in accordance with the chain of their previously performed works, no less in the case of the tiny insect that bears the name Indragop than in that of Indra, king of the Devas. From Indra all the way down to an Indragopa, a small little insect, karmani nirdahati, they are enjoying and suffering their fruitive activities. But when they become engaged in devotional service, then what happens? All their karmas are burnt to the root. Root, why? Because If the tree is burned, then the branches and leaves can appear again. But if the root is burned, then there is no hope of its survival. So all the karma will burn out up to the roots if you render service unto Krishna. Jang krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavo bhavai sanchinta tasya sadrishin tanumapurete govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajam. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditators of whom, by meditating upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence, and willing service, attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation. Different individual has the prerogative to become related to Krishna in different kinds of relationship. Jang kama krodha. Jang krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhit. We can be angry with Krishna. Krodha. One can feel lusty about Krishna. Kama. Sahaja pranayadi. Natural love for, one can feel natural love for Krishna. One can feel fear from Krishna. Pranayadi bhiti batsalya. One can feel parental affection towards Krishna. Moha. One can feel illusion due to Krishna. Moha has been described here. Delusion, yeah. And Guru Gauravash, reverence towards Krishna. Sebbo Bhavai, with an attitude of willing service. Now, accordingly, according to their attitude towards Krishna, they will get their spiritual form. They will get their bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation. As they contemplate on Krishna, according to their natural attitude towards Krishna, they will get their form. So then it is coming to the final prayer. Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpatarobam Dhruma Bhumish Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kathaganam Natyam Gamanamapi Vamsi Priyasakhi Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tadashadyam Apicha Sajatra Kshirabdhi Sravati Surabhi Bhascha Sumahan Nimeshardha Khova Brajati Nahi Jatrapi Samaya Bhaje Shweta Dvipam Tamahamiha Golakam iti jan Vidantaste santa Kshiti virala chara gati pai Ishwaraha parama krishna Satchidananda vigraha Anadiradir govinda Sarvakarana karanam. So Shriya Kanta, Lakshmi Devis. Shriya means Lakshmi Devis. Shriya is plural. Shri is singular and Shriya is plural. All the Lakshmi Devis are Kanta, loving consorts. The beloved. All the Lakshmis are the beloved, and Kanta, the lover, is the Parama Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where? In the spiritual Vrinda, in the spiritual sky, in Vrindavan. There the lover is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and beloved is Lakshmi Devi. And Kalpataruba, the trees there, Druma, meaning trees, are Kalpataruba, desire trees. Bhumish Chintamani, land there is touchstone. And Ganamai, Toyam Amritam. There the Toyam, Toyam means water. There the water is nectar. Katha Ganam, there just speeches, word, they're just sentences or words, speeches, are music. Katha Ganam and Natyam Gamanam api. Movement is dance. They don't speak, they sing. They don't move, they dance. Their movement is dance and their speech is song. Now a point comes here. Now if just every speech is song, then what is Krishna's flute? The sound of Krishna's flute. Can he imagine? No. We can't imagine. And there, movement is dance. Every movement is dance. Then what is rasa dance? If every movement is dance, then what is rasa dance? That is Vrindavan. And as I said, we won't be able to understand unless and until we go there someday. We are able to go there someday and see it. This point has been made very elaborately, very wonderfully. You see, when Krishna was stolen by the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan during the solar eclipse in Kurukshetra, which is the festival of Ratha Jatra. What is Ratha Jatra? Ratha Jatra is a festival. I would say enacting the episode of kidnapping Krishna. Actually, literally, Krishna was kidnapped. And it's a big offense. If you steal somebody, just consider, you steal somebody and take him away somewhere. What will happen? Police will catch you. Now, just ordinary stealing is such a crime. Now, what to speak of stealing the prince? Kidnapping the prince. It was such an offense. Like in Dwarka, they all got really upset. How do they dare to do that? Steal our prince? So Rukmini Devi, she was so upset that she brought the army and she surrounded Navavrindavan. You see, they were in Kurukshetra. They did not take Krishna to Vrindavan. They took them to where they were staying. They were cowherd people. So they were staying near the forest. So they kidnapped Krishna and took him to there, in the forest where they were temporarily staying for the solar eclipse occasion, for the occasion of solar eclipse. Of course, wherever the residents of Vrindavan are, that is Vrindavan. So that is, again, is Vrindavan. But from one point of view, it was not quite Vrindavan. And so there, Rukmini Devi surrounded them, seized them, arrested them. and she was about to punish them for this offense. But before the punishment, there was the public prosecutor and there was a defending lawyer. The public prosecutor was Narad Muni. And defending lawyer was Lalita Devi. So different question answers were going on. The question came up at one point that why Krishna, although is in Dwarka, is not quite in Dwarka. Because his mind is somewhere else. In Dwarka, everybody could see that Krishna is always absent-minded. As if his mind is somewhere else. And Rukmini Devi admitted that even at night, Krishna goes somewhere else. He goes to Vrindavan at night. In his mind, he falls asleep, then his mind goes away to Vrindavan and he dreams of the residents of Vrindavan, the cows of Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan, and he speaks about them. It's like sometimes people talk in dream, and that's what Krishna does at night. He calls out to the friends and the gopis and mother and father. He calls the cows. And they could see that Krishna was not there. Krishna went to Vrindavan. He's dreaming about Vrindavan. That means his mind has gone over to Vrindavan. So the question came up, what is there in Vrindavan that Krishna is so attracted to? What is not there in Dwarka? In Dwarka there is everything available. Then why Krishna is still not satisfied in Dwarka? His heart is in Vrindavan. So then Lalita Devi made this point. Actually in Vrindavan, the land is made of touchstone. The trees there are desire trees. The cows are Surabhi cows. So, in Vrindavan, everybody has the opportunity to fulfill any desire and get any amount of wealth. You are talking about the wealth of Dwarka. Residents of Vrindavan can have the wealth of Dwarka or Vaikuntha without any hesitation. They can, because one fraction of Vrindavan can produce all the wealth of Dwarka. But in Vrindavan, they don't want anything but Krishna. Because of their love for Krishna, they don't have any other desire. They simply want Krishna. And that's why Vrindavan is higher than Dwarka. So Rukmini Devi could understand that it's not that they kidnapped Krishna. Actually, Krishna has been yearning to go to Dwarka. So the case was dismissed. And then Rukmini Devi wanted to see the Rasa dance. She told that, I heard so much about Rasa dance, I would like to see the Rasa dance. So Rasa dance was enacted. And Rukmini Devi was enchanted. Oh, what did I see? It's an inconceivably beautiful, indescribably beautiful. But what did the gopis say? What did you see? You saw nothing. This rasa dance was nothing compared to the rasa dance that you dance in Vrindavan. So that is how inconceivable Vrindavan is. So Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpadarava Druma Bhumish Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kathaganam Natyam Gamanam Api Bangsi Priyasakhi and Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tadashratam Apicha. And there that region is effulgent, full of brilliant light. But what is that light? The brilliant light that permeates the spiritual sky is Chidanandam, the joy of their heart is that light. And Sajatraks Khirabdi Shabati Surabhi Bhashcha Sumahan. The cows, the Surabhi cows, they're giving out that milk, and that milk, endless supply of milk has caused an ocean of milk. The cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time. There the time doesn't move. Nimeshardha khoba brajati nahi jatrapi samaya. Samaya means time. In that region, time doesn't move. In the material nature, what's happening? Time is constantly moving. But there the time doesn't move. Even the half of a wink of an eye, the time doesn't move. What does it mean? We won't be able to understand. Unless and until we go there. If time doesn't move, how is it possible? Everything is frozen? No. In one hand, time doesn't move, but everything else is moving. That is why it's braja. It's moving, dynamic. Whereas the material nature is static. Here everything is static and only time is moving. And time is making everything move. There, time is static and everything else is moving. So bhaje shveta divam tamaham iha golakam itijam. That realm is known as Golok only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. Okay, then after this prayer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead told Brahma that Brahma, I'll just read the translation. Atho Bacho Mahavishnur Bhagavantam Prajapati. On hearing these hymns containing the essence of the truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of Godhead, listen, my beloved, from me to this sign set forth in the following five shlokas. When the pure spiritual experience is excited by means of cognition and service, bhakti, super excellent unalloyed devotion, characterized by love for Godhead, is awakened towards Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. These preliminary practice of devotion, sadhana bhakti, are conducive to realization of loving devotion. Loving devotion then whom there is no superior well-being, who goes hand in hand with the attainment of the exclusive state of supreme bliss, and who can lead to myself. Then Krishna is quoting one verse, you see the similarity. Dharman annan parittajya mam ekam bhaja vishvasan jadrishi jadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi kurban nirantaram karma lokayam anuvartate tenaiva karmana dhayan mam parang bhaktim icchati. Sounds familiar? Dharman annan parittajya mang imekang bhaja visheshan. Sarvadharman parittajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masuchah. Here it has been jadrishi jadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati तादृशी। जे जथा मां प्रपद्यन्ते तां तथैव भजम्यह। सेम वर्ड सेम स्टेटमेंट। कुर्वन् निरन्तरं कर्म लोकोऽयम् अनुवर्तते। यत् करोषि यदश्नासि यत् जुहोषि ददासि यत् यत् तपस्योषि कौन्तेय तत् कुरुष्व मदर्पणम्। तेनैव कर्मणा धायन् मां परां भक्तिम् इच्छति। Abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. The realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditation on me, by means of these deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the Supreme Service. अहं हि विश्वस्य चराचरस्य बीजं प्रधानं प्रकृति पुमांश्च मया हि तं तेज इदं विभर्षि विधे विधेहि तमथो जगन्ति। लिसन ओ विधि। हु इज विधि? ब्रह्मा। आई एम द सीड, दैट इज द फंडामेंटल प्रिंसिपल ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड ऑफ एनिमेट and inanimate objects. I am Pradhan, the substance of matter. I am Prakriti, material cause, and I am Purusha, the efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs specially to Brahman, that inheres in you, has also been conferred by me. It is by bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects. So, iti, Sri Sri Brahma Samhita. Thank you all very much. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Atit. it can, even if it's material, then eventually it will lead to spiritual. I was actually about to say that the positive, those attitudes are positive, obviously attain the spiritual body. But those who have negative, like the relationship with Krishna in fear or in anger, because those relationships are not eternal. Therefore, those bodies may not be eternal or spiritual. Any other question? Yes, Kunal? Was that? Oh, 30 and 32. Well, that, devotees sang and with George Harrison on the Jamuna. And that has become the kind of standard. They didn't start off with Chintamani because it would have been difficult to put the tune in. That's why they started with the 30 and 32. Ganesh doesn't go directly to Krishna. Ganesh doesn't go directly to Krishna. So he goes to Lakshmi. Oh, I see. Okay. Ultimately, there is no difference. Obviously, the thing, the mellow, you see, the relationship and the mellow, Ganesha's relationship with awe and reverence. So that is Vaikuntha relationship. In Vrindavan, Ganesha is not there. But Lord Shiva is there. But in order to be that, he had to wear a sari. He had to become a woman. Gopeshwar Shiva. Thank you all very much. Okay. Is there any question there? Later on, yeah? It's now breakfast time.
It's not directly related.
But yeah. Yeah, that is, yesterday I was thinking that anyway, I don't think there'll be any chance also. Anyway, okay.
I mean, a little bit related to last night, you know, what you were talking about, as far as this idea of, you know, we want to basically, you know, Krishna consciousness, bring it to the world and you know, spread that. So it seems like, kind of on the one hand, there's this kind of yukta varagra mode where you're just like, the world, whatever technologies they're using, car and internet, or, you know, they go to restaurants or whatever, they're doing kind of now, we're trying to bring Krishna into that, right? So it comes into contact. Well, they want to go to yoga class, so we'll, you know, have our own yoga class and somehow attract them. But it seems like the other part is sort of how maybe we would do things on our own, right? The kind of simpler living and like that with the land. So I'm wondering what those kind of two approaches. One is kind of bringing Krishna into the world is functioning as it is. The other is bringing those people to like how we say like the world should be, you know, like simpler and nicer. So should we do both kind of 50-50, or right now focus on bringing Krishna to them and later set up those communities, or what's like kind of the balance between those two?
Very good. Good question. There are two approaches to the spiritual sky. The traditional, conventional approach, and the other is a revolutionary approach. The traditional, conventional approach is that, you know, you purify your consciousness, and in order to do that, you isolate yourself from material nature and go to a situation which is conducive to spiritual activities. And so that's what the traditional process was, traditional method was. Like when somebody wanted to take the spiritual life, he had to leave home. Those days, generally, they used to leave home, go to the forest or go to the Himalayas, and, you know, perform austerities, penances, and then by doing that, they would purify their consciousness and become eligible to go back to the spiritual sky. But the revolutionary method is the one that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is, you don't have to change your situation. Just wherever you are, from there only, you sing the glory of the Lord and spread the glory of the Lord. See the difference. In the second one, in the revolutionary process, so to say, there's no need for changing your situation. Just be there as you are. Just be there as you are and do whatever you're doing. Just do it for presenting, broadcasting the glory of the Lord. So, in this one, there is, as you, like, in whichever situation you are in, if you are a big minister, or a king, or a movie star, or an industrialist, or a pauper, or a 10 to 5 office goer, right? Whoever you may be, being situated in that position, just broadcast the glory of the Lord. So you don't have to change your situation. Not that everybody has to become a pauper to become a devotee. Or everybody has to become a monarch to become a devotee. Wherever you are, just take advantage of that situation. That is the meaning of Sankirtan. So we don't have to change, artificially change our situation. Just be wherever you are, but use this process of Krishna consciousness. I mean, broadcast the glory of the Lord. Now when you look at it in this light, what is your reflection? Is there any need for changing anything? Does everybody have to become full-time devotee in a temple?
No.
Does everybody become a householder? Does everybody have to become a vanaprasthi? Does everybody become a sannyasi? No. Just be what you are. Remain what you are. Only change your consciousness. Change your activities. Instead of glorifying yourself, glorify Krishna. Instead of broadcasting your glory, broadcast Krishna's glory. And take advantage of whatever facilities are there. The facilities are there, so take advantage of those facilities. That is the meaning of Yukta Vairagya. It's not that, no, we won't do that. We won't use telephone. We won't use car. We won't use aircraft. Some groups do that. Like special the Jains. They don't even travel by car or train. They walk. It's all artificial. What's the use? When the car is there, why walk? When the aircraft is there, why take a car or a ship? Fly. When the rockets are there, then why use an aircraft? Use the rocket. So that is our way. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way. Or some groups, they don't touch money. But our Prabhupada once gave an example that these Mayavadi sadhus, they don't touch money. If you give them money, they put their hand at the back. No, we don't take money, But when somebody gives us money, we take it with our right hand and we stretch our left hand for something. Because money is Lakshmi. Use it in Krishna's service. Use everything in Krishna's service. Nothing is excluded. The point is how to spread the glory of Krishna. Because that is the only way that the world is going to be saved. There is no other way. Therefore, whatever means are available, we must take advantage. Okay, thank you. Yes, Jadunath.
Following suit, what do we do with the instructions that Prabhupada gave regarding kind of what we're just hearing about, to live on the farm, to avoid the big cities, to...
Did Prabhupada say that? Where did Prabhupada say that? Avoid the big cities and just live in the farm?
So many.
Just show me one quotation. Prabhupada himself, did he live in the city? Or did he live in the farm? He left Vrindavan to come to New York City. Don't give me that, in the name of Prabhupada said. If necessary, farm community develops, fine, that's all right. But that is not the only goal that we have. Our businesses go to where people are. And our business is to most effectively broadcast the glory of Krishna. Any question from the internet? Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, sure.
Hare Krishna. Breakfast is on its way. But today is the last day. If you have not given your...